Back to more Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
Seven 11 in the morning. We continue, and again, trying to get everybody on related to the travesty of Laquan McDonald. I think it's important to talk to the state's attorney. You may have heard her earlier this week with Ro Khan. Anita Alvarez joins us. Thanks for doing this. Good morning.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about one thing that's really important that came out of yesterday. You said you support the Justice Department coming in to do their investigation. Is that accurate?
I do. I think we can all take a look, into the police department, look at everything, see if their policies or procedures need to be changed. I think that's important. I think we can get some good, good information out of that. I'm supportive of it.
So here's the thing that and frankly, I'm not all that interested in what politicians' agendas are, even though we've talked to many of them this week. But here's the thing the public doesn't understand. I'm not a lawyer. How long does the process of presenting a murder indictment typically take? Because I think that's what we're all caught up in.
Right. I understand. I understand the questions that the general public might have because, maybe to the naked eye, this seems like an extremely long time. But what I want the public to understand and realize that it's not a long time. When we are looking at these cases, police-involved shooting, in this particular case, looking at this with the eye towards, is this a first-degree murder and can we actually charge it? We have to be methodical. We have to be tenacious. We have to make sure that we do everything possible to develop the best case possible. And these things do take time. There was a story in the Washington Post a couple months ago about police-involved shootings, and they looked at thousands of shootings from 2005 to 2015. And what they found was that out of thousands of cases, number one, only 54 police officers have been charged with a crime. Out of those 54 police officers, 21 of them have already been found not guilty, and only 11 have been convicted. It also noted that the average length of time for the investigation was 258 days, and some of those investigations went on much longer. They went on for years. So with that being said, I think that shows us that, when you're looking at these cases, the complexity of them, and the reason that they are complex is because, a police-involved shooting is not the same as one civilian shooting another. It isn't. An officer has a right, to use force. They are trained on the use of force model. So when you as a prosecutor are looking at these things, you have to understand that. You have to understand what that use of force model is. You have to know what the training is that these officers get. You have to know the case law. There's other issues that come into play, and I know this sounds all legalese, but there's a controlling case by the name of Garrity that controls what we as prosecutors can and cannot gather from officers' statements. So all of that comes into play, and in this particular case. When I met with the U.S. attorney last December, and really I know what's been reported, the incident, the shooting happened in October, in October 20th.
Right.
We enlisted the FBI and the U.S. attorney. I met with them on December 8th of last year. So that's when we decided that this case we were going to do together. A joint investigation. So the U.S. attorney was going to be looking at all the evidence in light of federal charges, if any. And then I, of course, would be looking at all the evidence in light of state charges, if any. So the FBI was our investigative partner. So,
and did you see the video? I'm sorry. Did you see the video at that point? Or was that when do you actually see that?
I saw the video. It was given to us in November of last year, and that's when I saw it. I viewed it prior to meeting with the U.S. attorney and the FBI.
Well, I think this is an important point, too, though, because when you see, we live in a 60-minute, give me an ending to this world, as you know.
Sure.
So when I see the video, when people see the video, they go, well, the guy murdered the kid in the street. How do you take a step back from that? and say, because you're a human being. You have the reactions that you have, like we all do. How do you take a step back from that and say, okay, I know what I just saw, but now I've got to do what I have to do?
Well, right. You bring up a very good point. You do have to take a step back. When I first saw that video, my reaction was the same that I think everybody else's reaction was. Dear God, you know, this is shocking, and it's explosive. And when you look at that, and as a mother, you know, this is a young man, 17 years old. I have a 16-year-old. So, you know, all those emotions come into play. But you do have to take a step back, and you have to say, okay, this is compelling, and it's going to be a very key piece of evidence here. However, you know, the video isn't the entire case. You know, we have to make sure that what we put together and what we build is sufficient to sustain our burden. We have a high burden, and, you know, we want to make sure that justice will be served, because, you know, justice isn't achieved at the point of arrest. You know, justice is achieved at the end of that proceeding, at the end of that trial, when the defendant is held accountable for his actions. So we want to get to that place. And it's difficult in these police officer cases to garner conviction. And so the main thing you want to do is build the best case possible. So, yes, you know, my reaction was the same as many as everyone else. But I also know it's my job to get it right, you know, and I'd rather, you know, take the time to get it right rather than rush to judgment and get it wrong, because that would be the worst thing to do.
Sure. Talking to State's Attorney Anita Alvarez. So we talked about the length of this. By the way, in your career, because you've done this for a while, have you ever had a case take this long?
Yes, we have. And in fact, there were several other cases that I charged. In fact, the Commander Evans case, which is pending now, that took over a year to charge. We've had many cases that have taken long.
All right, let me take you back to last April now. The settlement that the city handles comes up. Does your office have any role to play in that?
No, not at all. That's all city council, because the city was sued. So that doesn't involve me at all.
So, again, human reactions being what they are, when that settlement comes up, did that strike you as odd at all? It did. I mean, you know, obviously it strikes us as odd in hindsight.
Well, that it was settled so quickly.
Yeah, before the investigation was complete. You know what I'm saying? Because of the length of the investigation and the settlement comes down. And I think that's one another big stumbling block for the public here.
It is. And that is something certainly not in my control at all. You know, it's the city that controls that. But it was quick, and I think people do have a right to question, why it was so quick. But, again, that was a proceeding that I had nothing to do with.
And, again, the questions that linger out there, and I know how upset you got about this yesterday, but I got to be honest with you, I was glad to see you upset, not because I want you to be upset, but instead of getting a bunch of bobbleheads who go, you're just going to have to believe me because I'm who I am, I like the fact that you are questioning – or you're not questioning that you were upset about your integrity being impugned, and you defended yourself. So having said that, the mayor can't tell you what to do, but does the mayor at any point pick up the phone and call you and request a slowdown in this?
No, absolutely not. I did not talk to the mayor about this case at all. He did not call me in and try to impede in this investigation. He didn't, and I wouldn't talk to him or anyone else, about this investigation. You know, I had, great partners in the U.S. Attorney and the FBI who did some tremendous work on this case. And we did the investigation that we felt needed to be done. And as we speak here now, the U.S. Attorney is still proceeding on his investigation. Right. He has not concluded it.
So as you look at this now, and obviously there's going to be a ways to go here before any of this is resolved, we got sort of four separate looks at the police department going on as well. In hindsight, from this point backwards, if you've even had the time to take the time to do this, is there anything you wish you had done differently?
When you do partner with the FBI, things do take a while. I think we have to kind of go on their timeline And you know, it would have been nice to be able to wrap it up a little bit sooner. But again, I think our whole goal is getting it right and making sure we're doing the right thing. And you know, and that does take time. It really does.
Yeah, the politicians that we started out discussing at least briefly, guys like John Fritchie, who, by the way, I like. The board president, Tony Preckwinkle, was on earlier this week, and we had, as people have described it, a spirited discussion. Certainly, Chuy Garcia has an agenda. But all these folks coming out as forcefully as they have, you know, when Gary McCarthy was fired by the mayor, and regardless of how it came down, it was a firing. If Gary McCarthy goes away as he did, frankly, nothing has changed, except I think the city's a little weaker because now we got to find whoever the next person is, and they've got to go through that whole process. What do these folks think will be accomplished by you stepping aside? Do you have any sense of that?
You know, I don't know what they think it will accomplish. As I said yesterday, this is a lot of political grandstanding. And I think it's a shame that this tragedy and this tragic death of this young man is being politicized, because that's exactly what this is. You know, the people who are calling for my resignation are politicians. And they're connected with, you know, one of my opponents. And it's pretty clear what's going on here. And I think it's shameful that they're going to use this tragedy to turn it into this political circus. You know, I stand by my integrity and the way I run this office. I'm in an election right now, so the voters will be able to speak come March. And, you know, it's disheartening to see that they're using this in the way that they are.
And again, people go to work, they try to live their lives, they're busy with their own things. It's hard for all of us to understand the intermingling of what the city does in a case like this. But I appreciate some of the education here in regards to the separation of your office from the mayor's office and how all of these things are not necessarily as interconnected as they have appeared to be, or that we in the media have made them out to be. So I hope we can talk again, because I don't know if you want to go out on this limb, but here's the limb I'm on. I have great questions of the mayor, and the mayor's been on the show before, and he's invited back now, and I hope he can have this kind of discussion on the show as well. But I think this city needs to really, really hope that Rahm Emanuel is telling us the truth, and that the mayor is doing everything he can, not for his career, but to make sure this city's right. Because what we don't need is for the mayor to have to step down and for more dismissals of folks based on, as you said, political agendas and things. We need to get together and get this thing right and get it fixed, because we got big, big problems, including justice for Laquan McDonald.
Absolutely. We need to, you know, the city needs to heal. You know, this is a great city. I'm a native Chicagoan. I love this city, and there's great people in it. And so, you know, all of this, you know, so much of this is a distraction, and that's a disservice, obviously, to all the citizens here.
Well, good luck. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks.
That's Anita Alvarez, the state's attorney. So we will take a break for traffic here. Laura Vaughn's here, and come back. We'll catch up with Hamp in a few minutes. Spend a couple minutes on that phone call before the news next on 720 WGN.